Shady, obviously the number one goal is to beat the Seahawks, but what does it mean to you knowing that when you gain 48 yards, you'll have rushed for more yards than anyone in the history of the franchise?
Yes.
No, no.
Just
not more
short. It's something cool, though. It really is. I didn't imagine when I got drafted here that I could potentially have a chance to hold a rusher record as an Eagle. So that's something big. That's something I'm looking forward to. I think the main goal is just to win the game, obviously. But in the way of doing that, I would love to accomplish that.
You're passing some pretty good backs, too. I mean, it's not like the Eagles haven't had any good running backs before. Over Muck, I mean, you know, guys that you've played with. Now Deuce is one of your coaches. I mean, does that mean something to them?
No, like I said, it means a lot. Just I think the guys on the list and then have an opportunity to kind of surpass them and be the guy at number one. I mean, it says a lot, and it means a lot to me. So that's something that I really want to accomplish.
Have you ever met Wilbert or talked mm-hmm.
to him? Yeah, I'm actually good friends with him. Coming into the league, one of my coaches, they were pretty tight. And obviously he's a diehard Eagles fan, so that kind of brought it to his attention. And I got drafted here, and we met. We talked when he was with the Ravens. I really met him. So I know him.
How do you think he feels about you breaking his record?
I got word that he's actually happy. You know, from just liking me as a person, as a player. You know, when I met him, I was very respectful. And he's done a lot. I remember he was working with Ray Rice, and I would always talk to Ray about him. He was a heck of a coach, and he was a great player. So if it was me and things was different and I was in his shoes and he was in my shoes, I would be happy, you know, to a guy to pass me, you know, because you always want the next guy or the next guy that comes up to do well. You know, and that's what this game's all about, you know, for records to be broken, to pass it down. I remember when I broke some of Tony Dorsett's records, just how happy he was. And a guy who's a Hall of Famer, who's done everything that you can do in this league and in college, you know, for him to be so happy to kind of honor me and breaking his records.
Brian Westbrook helped you?
Oh, B-West? Yeah. I mean, just from the jump, from the beginning when I got here to even now, when I'm frustrated with different things, I call him and ask him what he thinks, you know. And Wes, he's tough on me. He tells me things that I don't want to hear. I mean, nobody's worse than Deuce, you know. Deuce, we have that big brother, little brother role, you know, and tons of credit goes out to Deuce, you know, since I came in here. Just he's helped me to reach, you know, a certain level of my game that I thought I didn't have, you know. And that's why if anything ever goes wrong as far as if I'm coming out the game or I'm staying in the game, I never question it. You know, I know he has my best interests at heart.
Just think about you breaking the record.
Oh, I mean, I talk trash to Deuce all the time. I've been past him, you know, and just, I mean, we really didn't talk about it too much when I passed him. You know, I made some jokes, or in the meeting room, he's like, McCoy, you got to make this cut. And I'll say something about, well, I mean, I'm in front of you. So, we always have fun and we always work hard, and he's always, he's always trying to get me better, you know. Even when I feel like I'm at a certain point where I think I've arrived, you know, he's always pushing me even more.
Some players don't take advice or you know, have that interaction with guys before them. To you, is it just common sense to listen to guys who've been through it?
So. Yeah, I just feel like a guy who's played the game, who's done better than I have done so far, who knows the right and wrong things to do. Yeah, I take credit to that. I take a lot of advice because I feel like they know. The same way if a kid's coming up and he's asking me, you know, what things you did that you wouldn't have did if you'd have knew better. You know, I would tell him. So I hate when players feel like they get too big where they can't, you know, get advice. I mean, I'm always taking advice from Deuce.
As the game goes on, are you aware of how many yards you have?
Other than, like, you break a long run. Like, I knew that Dallas, I had a chunk of yards just from a couple plays I had. But you never really know. I mean, you try to sometimes just, I think backs, we never want negative runs. So you're always, okay, I got 4 on this play, I got 5. You know that's always positive. But you never really know exactly how many yards you have.
What is the challenge that Seattle's defense in their front line?
Man, good team. They're definitely a good team. Just they're fast. They're a fast group. They all hustle. They play hard. Physical group. They work well together. From the linemen all the way up to the back end, they they're solid. Usually you have good players here, some players here. I think they're all even around, and they all got some good players.
Sean, what's it do for the running back when the quarterback can hold it on his own read play?
Well, even once you see how they work it with Russell and Marshawn, I mean, it's just another dimension that you got to stop. When the quarterback can run and keep you honest, or you've been given the whole time and then he takes it, how Mark ran for a couple yards. I mean, it's just to keep a defense honest.
With four games to go here, you guys are in an interesting situation. You beat Dallas. You're in first place. Everything looks great, but you haven't won anything yet per se. How do you view this team right now going forward with four games to go? What is the potential of this football team as you look at it?
Well, I think we're a good team. I think we're a great team when we play all together, all three phases of the game. But, I mean, we haven't proven and won anything yet. We got to keep proving. We got to keep winning. All we could do is win this game. Great preparation and ready for a victory. That's it. Dallas was last week. We won and we beat them. It was great. Thanksgiving. But now we got to win this game. So that's how it works.
You told us last week how you do watch the other back when it's a guy that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They got a guy that's pretty good this week, too.
I'll be watching him a little bit. Yeah, I'll be watching him. I'm a fan of Beast Mode. He runs hard, aggressive. Heck of a back for sure. So I'll be watching him. I remember we played them down there a couple years ago. Just, man, he was carrying the whole team, But, yeah, so I'll pay attention to him, at this time.
Sean, there was a report, just Florida calling Chip about their head coaching job. Is that something you guys are aware of as players? And do you have any doubt he's here?
I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of that yet. But, I mean, I would call Chip, too, if I was Florida. Chip rolling right now, so –